start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This episode of the broadcast and the podcast has been brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. There are consultants that want to help you get to the safety culture that you're looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com. Hello and welcome to Safety FM. I have to tell you, you know, sometimes when some strange things happen inside of the studio, I don't know why I like to mention them, but I will. Just turned on everything, started recording, and two of the sound blocking panels or soundproofing panels fell off the wall the moment I started recording. Don't know why I find that funny, but it's funny.
SafetyFM.com.
Anyways, it's Friday, so it's Safety FM mini day. So today, I'm going to have the discussion with you in regards to what's going on with Safety FM. It's kind of our little mini focus moment in regards to what's going on within the safety industry. I have to tell you, we had some discussions in regards of some of the things I had been doing recently. Went to the HOP workshop, as we had discussed, and they really started talking about what they called the five principles of safety. Now, I'm not going to sit here and cover all five, but I think this is really a conversation that we need to have in understanding that one of the very first principles is error is normal. And we need to understand that inside of our organizations, there are errors that occur on a daily basis. And the reason that I mention this is I know we talk about near miss reporting. We talk about people trying to present something that might have occurred inside of the organization and really not covering all of the information. But at the same time, we need to realize that errors do occur, but we need to have people be able to talk about the errors and do minor corrections within our system to correct the errors that they're seeing or that are occurring. And when I say corrections, is that people understand the system can handle X before it's going to collapse or there might be an issue inside of it. But the error is kind of a normal standpoint. It's not something that's normally going to stop everything, but at the same time, it's something that your workers understand how to work around. And they also understand that these things are eventually something that's kind of in the normal fluidity of the day. It's the way that I look at it is like if you're inside of an office location and if you drop a pen on the floor, well, one might consider that an error. You're not going to stop workflow because of it. You're going to pick it up and continue the normal workflow of business. Now, are you going to have your people inside of that office setting say, hey, this is a near miss. We dropped this. It stopped work production, but we were able to continue on, but it was not a catastrophic event. So I know that I'm kind of going down to a very finite level in that particular standpoint, but at the same time, I want to reference that errors do occur within the organization, and these things will happen, and it's kind of normal. So just have that particular understanding. Now we'll talk about the rest of the principles as the weeks go on, but I just want to really start focusing on one by one and having that understanding on how does it tie into your system. So on Tuesday's episode, we had the discussion that there were some changes coming to our live streaming service. And I say changes is really we're having somebody come on board and we're having somebody that is allowing us to take their podcast that comes out on a weekly basis. And we're going to start streaming it on Safety FM.
The Pre-Accident Investigation with Dr. Todd Conklin on Safety FM.
Dr. Todd Conklin has allowed us to start streaming the Pre-Accident Investigation podcast on Safety FM. We're going to go back all the way to the very first episode of the Pre-Accident Investigation podcast, and we're going to start airing from there. The first episode will air on the 15th of October. He'll have a normal time slot that will occur. We will start, I'm actually making some promotions on there on Safety FM about it, and he'll have a locked in time slot, and you'll see some news stories on our website in regards of, you know, available for immediate release. But that's what's going on. Dr. Todd Conklin is coming to Safety FM, and we will be airing his podcast on a daily basis, like I said, starting from episode one. Anyways, that's all I have for today. Hopefully you're having a fantastic week. This has been Jay Allen, your safety manager and host. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.